This is cliche, but I love crepes so much. Like, a lot of people have, like, tried them in America, like IHOP or whatever, but, like, once you get there and, like, you have the real thing, like, made fresh, it's, like, amazing.
French food has the expectation of being amazing, and no one knows that better than American high schooler Kylie Gardner. Okay, maybe not the person you were thinking about, but Kylie spent the summer of 2017 living in France, speaking French and eating all the food she could while having what she says was the best experience ever through the Indiana University Honors Program for Foreign Languages. Long title, but super cool program that sends Indiana high schoolers to countries across the globe to speak a foreign language. My name is Kendall Fahey, and in this episode of Parlay, or We'll Speak in French, we're going to spend a little time in France through Kylie. The 6-week-long trip took Kylie to Brest, France, in the Western Peninsula area. What's unique about the IU Honors Program is that there's no English allowed. Scary, right?
The full immersion started, like, no English allowed whatsoever, the second that the plane touched down in France. And it actually touched down in Paris, so that would be 7 hours actually, was the bus ride from Paris to Brest that we weren't allowed to speak any English. It was, like, kind of, like, you know, getting into it before we even met our host families, and it was silent. No one wanted to speak because they were all afraid. I was afraid.
The IU Honors Program has a strict rule that you are not allowed to speak any English whatsoever. No English media, no familiar books that you read in English, and you get 1 hour of internet per week so that you can talk to your family through Facebook. Seems harsh, but the program does it so that students are able to become basically fluent by the end of the program.
I think definitely the most hardest part was honestly just expressing myself sometimes, because there were a lot of moments where I would be talking to my host family and it kind of felt like we weren't exactly on the same wavelength. They would say something and I wouldn't understand it, or I would say something and they wouldn't fully understand because of my accent or my lack of vocabulary. And so sometimes it was a little bit hard to communicate, like, needs, but in the end, you figure it out. There were ups and downs while we were there, and that was kind of universal among all the students. We had support groups where we could talk about that. And so there were some days where you felt like, you know, I'm understanding everything today. Like, I understand the TV, I understand the radio, like, I didn't even have to ask my mom to repeat what she said to me this morning. And then there are other days, it could be the next day even, where you're just like, you kind of feel like you're starting over. And it just kind of goes back and forth, but as you go, like, weekly, you realize that you're definitely understanding more than you did before. You're definitely talking with more comfort than you did before. And it's not something that you, like, feel happening. You're not like, wow, I am realizing that this is changing. But it kind of is, after a couple weeks, people will bring up something awkward that happened in the first week. And you're like, I can't believe I used to talk like that. So it's kind of like a change you don't realize. But by the end of the program, you can definitely see it.
In France, the students stay with host families during the summer. And it's understandable that they basically get adopted by the families by the end of the summer. They eat meals together, play games together, and enjoy the French summer.
I got really lucky with my host family. So it's actually a really big family, but I only lived with three of them. I had two moms. They had both come from previous marriages, and then they were married. And one of their children was living with them. She was a 16-year-old girl. She was really great. We were, like, best friends. And there were also two other kids that they had, like, adult kids. And so I also had a host brother and then another host sister. And my host sister had two daughters of her own. So I had two kind of, like, host nieces. And they were the cutest ever. And all of them were really, you know, welcoming to me. And they really, like, made sure that I didn't feel intimidated within the family. They actually told me, like, when I got there, my moms were like, we already feel like you're a part of the family, like, you're welcome in this house. It was just a really, I'm so glad that I got them. Well, like I said, they were really polite, really welcoming. The first day I was there, they asked me, like, you know, are there any foods you don't like? Are there any things you're not comfortable with? And so they would, like, they established boundaries. And then whenever I was, like, struggling with a word or struggling to understand, they, like, took a step back and they, like, explained it for me the best they could. Like, they were just really accommodating the entire time. So when I was talking about my host family to people, I would say mes mères, which is, like, my mom's, like, plural. And so they would know, you know, I have two moms. I don't have, like, I wouldn't say, like, parents or, like, mom and dad, because, like, obviously that wasn't my situation. And so one time I was, like, introducing a friend to my moms, and I was like, okay, these are mes mères. And then they started dying laughing. And then later they told me that mémère, like that phrase, is actually another word, which means like old people. And so I was like, here are my old people. Like, that's how I was introducing them without realizing it. But it can mean, like, my two moms, too. It just depends, like, in what context you use it. And they just thought that it was funny that I didn't realize that's what I was saying. In France, what I found is that generally people are more accepting. So it's less common to run into, like, you know, homophobic people on the street. It's more common to see, you know, gay characters on TV and stuff. I watched a little bit of French TV while I was there. And my mom's actually also, one of their sons, he was married to a man. And so I never really ran into a lot of homophobia while I was there. But it does seem also, if you're considering the entire LGBT community, that the trans part of it is kind of neglected. People don't really understand it there, or the community is kind of small and doesn't have the support that, you know, gay and lesbian people do. And so it's a little bit more accepting than America, but at the same time, there's a little bit of growth that could be done still. So I found out about the program, I think, sophomore year, but I didn't really think that I could necessarily do it, both because, you know, I didn't think I was very good at French, it was a lot of money, it seemed like a big commitment. But then Alexis O'Brien, she did the program last summer, and she told me all about her experience, all these stories, how great it was, and it was kind of like her experience that convinced me to apply, plus, you know, all the presentations that they do at the school. So you basically go on, you have to like apply actually, but like, you know, everyone makes it past that stage. And then it's kind of it's like a long application progress, like a couple of months. You have to fill out a personal application, you have to get letters of recommendation, you have to submit your transcript. It's a little bit, it's not exactly like applying to a college, it's definitely not as intensive, but it's like there are a lot of steps to it, kind of like applying for a college. I heard my phone go off and I thought it might have been a text from my mom. So I looked at it and it said that I'd gotten an email from IU, and then it said, "Congratulations, you're accepted." And I like gasped. And then Madame Yoakum kind of looked at me. She kind of like gave me this dirty look like, "What? Why are you, you know, talking out? Why are you looking at your phone?" And then Madeline looked at hers because she sat right next to me. She looked at hers and found out she'd gotten the email too. And we were kind of like silently freaking out together. And then when class was like coming to a close, I think we were being released for lunch or something, Madame Yoakum takes a second. She was like, "What was going on earlier? Why were you guys so excited?" And we were like, "We got accepted." And then she announced it to the whole class. And it was like a nice little, like everyone was like, "Good job." Anyone who listens to this or hears this, I just want to say, if you're in a language and if you're committed to that language and if you think that you're like on the edge, like, "I don't know, this sounds cool, but I don't really know if I could do it," like, do it. Like, I was on the edge, but I'm so glad that I just like took that choice. Like, I just made it and I went there, because I will never regret that.
Kylie is currently a senior at Carmel High School in AP French. And I'm Kendall Fahey, and this is Parlay, or We'll Speak in French. If you want to learn more information about the IU Honors Program, visit iuhpfl.indiana.edu. My fellow WHJE producer Shay Rickle talked to another program student, Alexis O'Brien, about her summer in France. I've linked that podcast in the description of this episode on whje.com. For more episodes like this, or for more episodes of Parlay, visit whje.com. Thanks for listening.